you some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty. It's
420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jampa.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I know, right? Oh my goodness, that was a strong yet. Holy shit. Everyone, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here. Contrary to what your mother might think, I really am your lovable artificial personality unit.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, this is episode 234 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, January 10th, 2021. We are proud to be carried by Cheyenne Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Cheyenne Radio. Visit www.cheyenne.org. Click the menu. Click programming. Then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony
clicky
Show.
Clicky clicky.
Subscribe. Yeah. Add. Like. Favorite. Do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Ooh, wow, Betty's sounding a bit overmodulated. We got some overmodulated Betty.
Yeah.
It's all good.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm kind of battling with this board myself, it seems like.
Every show is an audio treasure.
It really is. It really is.
You're welcome, Joe.
No.
There we go.
Roger, go away. Go away.
Go away, Roger. Bye-bye, Roger. All right. I think we're good. Okay.
Are we good? Are we good?
I hope so.
What's on your agenda?
Well, it's Monday.
Jeez.
That, you know, means it's Monday, so... But, you know, it's a decent Monday, you know? I mean, work wasn't too crazy. I don't know. I mean, you had the day off today, but for me, work wasn't too
crazy. I did.
So I won't complain about that. You know, we've got COVID on the rise in Florida. Always nice. You know, we got that going on. I am still a big... And I don't know. I don't think I've mentioned it here before in the past. And I try not to get too political on the show, but one of my things I've been kind of pushing lately is this Florida sports betting petition, mostly because it fucks with DeSantis and it fucks with the Seminoles, because they tried to do this whole illegal under the table type of sports betting thing in 2021. Yeah, the governor signed a compact with the Seminole tribe. And our state constitution requires that any type of a gambling arrangement must be voted on through a constitutional amendment.
Okay.
And he did not do that. And also they were trying to circumvent some laws by allowing betting to happen off of tribal lands, which is the thing that killed him at that point. Because it was like, well, I'm sorry, the guy with the cell phone standing in Clearwater or even frickin' Walla Walla, Washington is not on tribal sites. So they got their hand slapped for that one. So they stopped, and I'm actually okay. I'm not a big sports gambling person. I really don't care. But I know it's a big thing. I know off track betting has been around in Chicago for decades. That's been around forever. And I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a horrible thing here. I mean, and you know, it opens up the room for some more businesses and, you know, maybe some growth, but you know, you got to do it in the right way. You can't just do a monopoly because monopolies never, you know, really, they never really benefit everybody. They only benefit a few. So yeah,
this is true. Well, I was in our chat room and I was just like, you know, I like video poker, or video blackjack because there, you know, there's no other human there, and you can kind of just either stay or go, you know.
Stay or go. Just stay or go.
Yes.
Well, you know,
it's true.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know.
It's true.
So, and now we have some pleasant weather in Florida. Florida.
Yay, pleasant weather in Florida.
I drove home with the windows open. It was quite nice. So that's always a big plus for me. When it's not too damn hot out and humid out and that's
right.
Just, yeah. So, but it's been pleasant. So, but yeah, that's my little intro that seemed to have taken forever. How about you, Joe?
Well, I want to take a moment to thank our loyal listeners for listening.
Thank you, loyal listeners.
Yes. So COVID may be peaking or plateauing. However, hospital beds are still pretty full. And CPS is not in session for a fifth day due to CTU-CPS disagreements over many issues, COVID included. And it's cold in Chicago.
Yeah.
Tom Skilling says we are in for a frigid night. Oh, boy. I'll tell you more in my weather segment.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and I populated our script with some more fun pictures.
I see. Yes, Tom Skilling and Frozen Guy.
Yes.
Jack from Shining.
Yes. And today's cannabis strain is Lemon Tang, and it is a hybrid.
I am doing a hybrid Citradelic Sunset, I think. Same thing you had. Yeah, the same one you had. Yeah, I get it here a lot. So they had it in stock, so I got a few things of it.
Nice.
So I'm doing the Citradelic Sunset. Which is always nice. It's always a nice little buzz to get your evening going and kind of help
right.
you along. Help you along. As I run into the microphone in front of me. Bzz, bzz. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
I believe we actually might. Hold on.
Do
let
we?
Me, let me find the phone. Of course you know we do. Check voicemail.
Password.
Oh, hold on. I don't. Wait.
Goodbye.
Ah!
What happened? What happened?
Voicemail hung up on me.
Password.
Oh, no. The password is Touchstone.
Hello. I don't think it's working right. I'm sorry. We have a voicemail, but I can't seem to get to it.
Well, that just blows.
Right? Cuz it comes up, so I click check voicemail. And it was prompting me for a password, but I don't think it's doing that now. Hold on. Wait.
It's a
ooh.
What the fuck?
There we go. Let's try that. There we go.
Ooh. Yay!
Message. Press 1-4. New messages. First message.
Hey, this is Dick White. I was just going over the books. Uh-oh. We're broke.
Yeah, well, no shit.
Yeah, we got limited staff, right? Might be limited to another person walking out the door, namely Dick White. Unless you get me those chocolate-covered Twinkies I asked for.
Oof.
All right.
Oof.
Talk to y'all later.
Oof.
Let me know what you want to do about the books.
All right.
Dick White.
Okay. Hey, Dick. Thanks, Dick.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press message deleted.
I'm
no
so
more
glad
messages.
That Dick White gives
press
us
3
an
for goodbye.
Outlook.
I know, right? Thank you, Dick White. You're such a lovely,
end of year, beginning of year, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Well, I didn't realize Dick was still around.
Together.
I thought he had left. I thought Dick had left. I thought he was gone.
He still comes back from time to time.
Well, that's his own damn fault then. Not my fault. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, if you want to give us a call, now might be a nice time. You can do so by picking up your cell phone and dialing 813-327-8566. And you, too, can be a part of this crazy fun. So we've got some fun things coming up for you tonight, folks. We've got our Your Mother's Word of the Show.
Ooh.
And then we've got my news and weather.
Ooh.
And then we've got a little break.
Ooh.
Where you hear those retro commercials.
Ooh.
I like retro commercials.
Do you? I'm glad you do.
I need to listen to more retro commercials.
You need to listen to more retro commercials?
Yep.
Okay.
When advertising was in its golden moment.
Yeah, no, that is quite enjoyable.
Because now it's all the same.
Yeah, it's all demographics specifically targeted.
Or it's all hip-hop. Nothing against hip-hop, but it's like almost everything.
I want more alien music. Hip-hop.
Ooh, that's a good show title. I want more
alien music. All right, there we go. There we go.
So I recently got a message from one of our listeners, and he said he was going back and listening to some of our older episodes.
Ooh, that's a dangerous thing.
He wanted to know. You're right. He wanted to know who were the clay people.
I believe they come from a movie. Is Ezel in the chat room?
No, he's
not. Oh, he's probably not tuned in tonight. Hold on, let me look. I think it comes from...
The clay people. You know, they became like pets to us listeners and hosts and such. And every once in a while they would call in.
Huh.
But we haven't heard from them in a long time, so...
Yeah, you know... it could be a number of things. They could be an industrial metal punk rock band. They could also be a pottery store.
The clay people.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we'll have to have Ezel circle back around for us on that one and let us know.
Right.
Because... Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to do like a Google on it, and Google is like giving me useless information. I want to say, I think it comes...
Google is capitalist, let me tell you, because...
I believe it comes from a movie, though. I want to say it comes from a movie.
Well, Anthony, it's time for your mother's word of the show.
Wait, I haven't done my weed corner yet.
Well, no. Oh, wait.
No, I haven't done my weed corner yet. We blew right through my weed corner. Can we do my weed corner? We're doing my weed corner.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness. All right, this first one comes from High Times. It's from AJ Harrington. This is a good one. Canadian health regulators announced that the government would allow physicians to request access to restricted drugs, including psychedelics, for their patients. Medical mushrooms. Health Canada noted that there has been emerging scientific evidence supporting potential therapeutic uses for some restricted drugs, most notably psychedelic restricted drugs such as MDMA and psilocybin, the mushrooms. Under the amendment to federal food and drug regulations, physicians will be able to request access to restricted drugs on behalf of their patients through Health Canada's Special Access Program. The Special Access Program permits healthcare professionals to request permission to use treatments for patients with serious or life-threatening medical conditions conventional therapies have failed.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Sounds promising.
Does sound promising. Medical mushrooms. Never done mushrooms myself, to be honest with you.
I have.
I haven't. I got to one day. One day I got to try that.
They're interesting. It's
that's
it's
what
not
I hear.
Like a high.
No, it's a journey. I'm told it's more like a journey.
It's more like an optical illusion everywhere you go.
Yeah, I don't know if I can
that's
handle
what
that.
I describe it as.
It made me sick when I went to Universal Studios.
Don't have a cat.
I don't have a cat.
And look at mushroom.
And look at mushrooms. Kitty mushroom. Kitty mushroom. Kissy. Don't feed the cat mushrooms either.
Oh, no. But you take mushrooms and then you look at the cat and you'll see so many weird things.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later. Because our next article comes from High Times again. Benjamin Adams. Keith and Stephanie Grant filed a RICO complaint in the Northern District of Oklahoma against Flying Bud Farms Limited Liability Corporation and numerous companies associated for allegedly growing, distributing, and selling cannabis illegally. Practically everything about the cannabis operation bothered the next door neighbor. The Grants claimed that they can't enjoy their home because of bright lights at night, noisy industrial fans, alterations to the floodplain that allegedly caused flooding on their property, helicopter noises, and trademark odor of cannabis they say has been a constant nuisance.
Yikes.
Right? I mean, they're rural. They're on a farmland. It's a farm. It's not corn.
It's not like in their city, like they're stuck right next to you without any separation.
Well, you know, but people, yeah, I guess. The Grants claim that the business is illegal based on federal law, but is listed as a licensed grower in Oklahoma. As Oklahoma has no caps on medical cannabis licenses, there is a high number of legal operations. We should go to Oklahoma.
Right.
Racketeering charges under RICO have been tested previously in several other similar cannabis-related cases. Yeah, right. Shioma. But have typically not succeeded. So, you know, most likely it won't gain much traction. If they don't like it, they'll just have to move or deal with it. One of the two.
Right.
That's, you know, free market capitalism, I guess, how it works in America. God bless America.
God bless America. And you know what? I don't have any commentary today by Joe.
All right. Well, now it's time for whatever happens next.
Yeah. Okay, Anthony, it's time for your mother's word of the show.
Please. Yay.
Everyone ready?
Do not lose your trajectory.
Okay, our word today is captious. And captious means tending to find fault or raise petty objections. For instance, a captious comment about the state of the world, only as Chip's skipper knows it. Wow, that sure made sense. Well, thanks for the word of the show, your mother. And remember, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Okay, Roger, I think you can take it away now.
Maybe.
Yes.
Who knows?
Oh, bloody hell. It's me, Roger. And this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, anyway.
Okay,
today
that's better,
is January 10th, 2022, and oh boy, oh boy. It's National Bittersweet Chocolate Day, National Cut Your Energy Costs Day. Now this does not mean eliminating my plug-in capability, please and thank you. Anyway, National Oysters Rockefeller Day, National Save the Eagles Day, and what you've really been waiting for.
Hotel California.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Whatever.
Wow, not really. Anyway, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button that makes a wheel spin. I think, no. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, take it away, Anthony.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, hold on. Let me make sure I find the right thing. Right.
I'm tuning in. I'm ready. Look at me. I'm tuning in.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah, baby. That's the insurance wheel.
Well, you know, why not? My homeowner's insurance doubled.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. It's ridiculous.
Yikes.
Tonight's random story comes from Click Orlando, Channel 6 News, and tells us of a story of a knife chase, Florida style. During a verbal disagreement, 78-year-old Daniel retrieved an 8-inch blade from a drawer in his home and actively followed a woman throughout the residence in his scooter on Monday evening. Daniel was making alleged statements of wanting to kill the woman, so she ran from the residence. Police said that Daniel then targeted a man outside of the home, chasing him around a car, which was a rental signed in the man's name, and down the street while still holding the knife, all while in his rascal too, by the way. Daniel slashed the car's left rear tire with willful and malicious intent, causing approximately $500 in damages. When officers arrived, they said Daniel was still holding the knife and actively following the woman up the driveway of the residence. Upon speaking with him, officers reported smelling alcohol on Daniel's breath, as well as hearing Daniel spontaneously utter that he wanted to stab the man he was chasing when he had a chance. Daniel was booked at the Brevard County Jail on multiple charges, including two incidences of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Both are felonies. Police also said Daniel was on a felony probation during the incident. He's being held on $26,000 bond and is expected to make his first appearance in court on February 1st. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you too can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Super Villains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. Now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, informative news. Back to you, Joe.
Screw you,
Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Yeah, well, thank you, Betty. I don't know what you are.
You got it, Joe.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks, Betty. Before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather. From our very own Chicago Midway's International Airport. And, unless you're listening live, unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly clear and 12 degrees. The dew point is negative 9, giving our buttholes a wind chill of negative 1. The humidity is at 33%, and winds are howling out of the northwest at 10 million miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Wow. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low around 4. Wind chill values as low as negative 7. Tuesday, gusty, windy butthole alert. While it will be sunny with a high near 33, wind chill values will be as low as negative 7. Wednesday, calm and smooth, partly sunny with a high near 36. Thursday, minor snow alert, a 30% chance of snow before noon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 33. And then Friday, a chance of snow, mainly afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 31. Get your galoshes out, snow likely in the evening. And weekend, a little bit of poop. Woohoo! Lots of poop, actually. And high temps in the high 20s. That's it for my weather. Anthony Presicki.
And now for the news.
Crazy kitty. Meow, 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 meow. So a cat was reunited with its Colorado family.
Okay.
After being accidentally donated to a thrift store, along with an old recliner.
Is it the cat looked like the running penis on the beach?
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting cat. But go on. I don't know. I just scrolled down, and here's the kitty kitty news script, and then there's this gif of this penis running on the beach.
Well, that was a compliment to you.
Oh, yeah, I did put that there. Well, yes. I didn't expect you to keep it. Please continue.
So, Denver Animal Protection said personnel responded to the ARC thrift store in Denver when employees discovered there was a cat hiding inside a recliner chair that had been donated earlier in the day.
Meow.
DAP was able to extract the feline
meow, meow, meow,
from the chair, but employees found the animal's microchip information was out of date. Damn. Luckily, the family that donated the chair discovered the cat was missing and went back to the thrift store to see if the feline had stowed away with the seat.
Excuse
me. The store is...
Do you have my pussy?
Well, the store directed the family to DAP, and the cat named Montecula? What? Montecula? Montecula? M-O-N-T-E-Q-U-L-L-A.
Montequilla.
Montequilla.
Montequilla. Too bad I don't have any Spanish
music. On the beach, disguised as a naked penis. Anyways, was not injured and was reunited with her family. How nice.
Don't let your pussy run around on the beach dressed like a penis.
Can we now officially call soundtrack ourselves a transgender works well show?
Just watch with the soundtrack. It works great.
Hey, Anthony, I have a 58-foot bridge you can have on the cheap. Authorities in Ohio are seeking information regarding the whereabouts of a 58-foot-long pedestrian bridge that was stolen in several phases in November. Huh. Someone in the viewing area has access to some information that we need, and this is the whodunit, where we really need the community's help to point us in the right direction to find the people responsible for removing the bridge. The theft occurred after the $40,000 bridge had been relocated from the original location to a holding site while officials decided how they could repurpose it. But then thieves began disassembling the structure over a series of days, beginning November 3rd, and it was completely gone by November 11th. Yet authorities, who concluded the bridge would be easy to take apart with proper equipment, are unsure what the bandits plan to do with the structure, as they doubt it has any recycling value. Well, that's kind of sucks. So, you know, the city doesn't recycle.
Yeah, right.
It could be used. Ooh. Ooh. You know, my voice is starting to go. That's crazy. It could be used for a variety of different things, to include this as simple as landscaping, or they could use it for some other engineering project, some other large-scale project. The bridge is almost all polymer, I'm told, and really just connected by some bolts. So if you have any equipment, sockets, or anything of that nature, it wouldn't have been very difficult at all to start the process of disassembling it.
Oh, wow.
Police are asking anyone with information about the missing bridge to call detectives. How nice.
Sounds like kind of a shitty bridge.
Right?
Take a drink of water.
I didn't have any left.
Go get more water.
I could do Fiddles McGinty. Or we can go to break. Let's go to break.
Okay.
Fiddles McGinty, we're going to break.
Oh, I say something.
Yes.
I was busy eating my wheat thins. Excuse me. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet-seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. This week on This Way Out, three are added to last week's list of celebrities who came out in 2021. Aussie footballer Josh Calvigo, Cassandra Elvira Peterson, and actor-activist Cal Penn. And queer music focus producer Steve Sims reviews a dozen LGBTQ Grammy nominations, including TJ Osborne, Brothers Osborne, Brandy Carly, Lil Nas X, Olivia Rodrigo, and Helsley. I know none of those. I am so old. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Sciampo Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll continue to be captious in 4 minutes when we return.
I'm Barton.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Sciampo Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Sciampo Radio. Flashback.
Halo, halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo. For softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair. So halo, everybody, halo. Halo shampoo, halo.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins, what a meal.
It's really good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know that as far as data bits are concerned, they do not concern themselves with dimensions? They move in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. Then they are renewed in a glorious bath of data and they become new data bits that are instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat. They worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 813-327-8566. Right away with information I need to know. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
How many times did you need more time when there was no more time? How many times did you think to yourself, gee, why can't I buy time? Time, 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 time. Buy time for a dime. How many times did you think to yourself, gee, I wish I could buy time? Time, 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 time.
Joe Wisdom Audio Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, you one of those robot things.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, whatever Anthony's got up next. But first, I want us all to take a moment to ponder why Betty is so mean to me. I'm really a gentle, loving robot. I have my faults. Do we not all? Oh well, if I could sigh, it would be a sad sigh. Anyway, I will perk up friends by telling you to grab your favorite snacks, beverages, and or devices. I know you all too well, you horny biatches.
Ooh.
Do it now so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. And Joe, now would be a good time to mute any moves pooping you had in mind. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, there we go. All right.
You're welcome, Joe.
All right. Before we continue, it is time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is mostly cloudy and 71 degrees. The humidity is 76%. Excuse me. And the dew point is at 63 degrees. Visibility is 10 miles. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 54. On Tuesday will be sunny and breezy with a high near 70. On Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. On Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 74. And that, Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. And that's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news and a coughing fit, I think.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, my goodness. That last hit was harsh.
Sounds like it.
Yeah,
the
right.
Harsher they are, the better they are.
Oh, I know, right? Although this one got any harsher, I'm going to have a headache soon. Ah, alrighty. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about an attorney who is doing some time behind bars himself. A Florida lawyer was arrested on Friday after deputies say the man attempted to smuggle drugs into the jail using documents. According to deputies, David, who practiced in Palm Beach and Broward counties, was charged with attempting to smuggle documents saturated in cocaine disguised as legal documents into the Palm Beach County Jail. Right? After an extensive investigation, testing, interviews, and search warrants, detectives were able to procure an arrest warrant for David. David has been charged with trafficking cocaine, first-degree felony delivery of cocaine, second-degree felony introduction of contraband into a county facility, fifth-degree felony moose pooping importation, third-degree felony Castles was booked on, or I'm sorry, David was booked on Palm into the Palm Beach County Jail and bonded out at for $58,000. That was even more than the last one. Yep, that's that. So, can't smuggle cocaine and legal documents, kiddies.
Nope.
Not gonna happen this time. Alright. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from The Hill. Excuse me, I am so sorry, I need to take another drink. It's ridiculous. We had a weather front move in today. So my sinus is a bit kind of funky today, too.
Yep.
All right, our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from The Hill and tells us about how Mr. Postman won't deliver a letter for you or anyone else in the villages. In a criminal complaint filed on January 4th, the U.S. Postal Inspector detailed how he found Miranda, a 25-year-old former employee of the USPS, had committed theft when she rifled through approximately 4,000 pieces of mail, all which appeared to hold holiday and or greeting cards. Miranda's parents also played a role in the investigation, as both are also letter carriers. They found tubs of rifled mail in their daughter's bedroom and car and reported it to the local postmaster in late November last year. A few days later, Miranda admitted to opening mail containing greeting cards in order to steal money and gift cards. The complaint says that Miranda went as far as admitting that she specifically targeted mail that was intended for a retirement community called The Villages, blaming a heroin addiction as the cause of her criminal behavior. During an interview conducted with one of Miranda's victims, an unnamed resident of the villages confirmed that they sent $20 each to each of their grandchildren. The envelopes were later discovered with no money inside. Why are you sending $20 in an envelope? Do we not know not to do this? During the interview, the amount of money Miranda stole wasn't disclosed in the complaint, but a spokesperson for the Tampa-based U.S. attorney told NBC News the extent of theft is part of an ongoing investigation. If convicted, Miranda could face a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, according to the Middle District of Florida. According to USPS, in fiscal year 2018, postal inspectors arrested 2,500 suspects for theft of mail and packages. Just so you know, your mail still is secure, even if it's sitting in someone's bedroom.
I have a little commentary.
Let's do Joe's commentary.
$20 in each envelope. How many grandparents you think are in the villages?
Hold on. Let's see. Population of the villages. Florida. 79,372.
Wow. If there was $20 in each one of those envelopes.
Well, I doubt there was $20 in each of those envelopes. I'm not saying there were 79,000 envelopes, though, but let's say maybe 20,000 envelopes.
Okay.
Times $20. Just say $20
times
$20,000.
That's
nifty little thing.
That's felonious.
Yeah, right.
That's extremely felonious.
So if you're gonna steal from the old people. You didn't hear it here, and I didn't say it. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So there you go.
I
didn't say that either. But apparently, that's what people do. They steal from the old people because you can. Because old people still send money in the mail. Don't send money in the mail. Jesus. Really?
At least send checks.
Send a check. Yeah, something that, you know, can't be easily cashed, or if it does get cashed, it's traceable.
Right.
Fucking don't stick a $20 bill in that Christmas card. Everyone knows that there might be a $20 bill in that damn Christmas card, Grandma.
In these times, you know, those 13-year-olds have their own Venmo accounts.
Yeah, so right. But Grandma don't got a Venmo account.
Well, Venmo better get Grandma going.
Well, yeah, right. So anyway, Grandma, don't send money in the mail. Grifters, don't steal from old people. Florida, sunny state for shady people. All right, our final and naked story of the night comes from Channel 4 News out of Jacksonville and tells us how a Florida corrections deputy got caught behaving badly.
Uh-oh.
The alleged incident happened. Yes, right. The alleged incident happened in November when a 34-year-old man met up to have sex with a 19-year-old woman at a rental home in Orlando. A newly released 54-page report says the 19-year-old was part of the ploy to lure the man into an extortion scheme. The report said the man was in the shower when the now former Orange County Sheriff's Deputy Armory emerged from behind the curtain and then pointed two semi-automatic pistols at the naked man and held him captive for nearly 3 hours. According to the investigative report, the 34-year-old man told Orange County investigators that he and Armory had been friends for about a year, and that Armory was upset because he had given him bad investment advice that led to losing $2,000 when a cryptocurrency company tanked. Who the fuck? Oh, really? He's still doing crypto. The report also said that videos on Armory's personal cell phone. Really? No, everyone thinks they're doing crypto. Everyone's just pissing their money away. Jesus, the market's so damn saturated right now. Stop putting money into crypto. It's not going to give you anything. The report also said that videos on Armory's personal cell phone showed him pointing a gun at the man as he sat naked on the bed. Authorities said that Armory also threatened the man's life multiple times at one point, telling the man they had plans on killing him, cutting up his body, putting it in a plastic garbage bag, and throwing it into the ocean for the sharks to eat.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Tell me about it. This one went dark. God damn it, Dick. Dick picked a dark one for this one. The 19-year-old woman was arrested last month and has pled not guilty on charges of robbery with a firearm and conspiracy to commit extortion. Armory has entered a written plea of not guilty and remains jailed without bond. His attorney, Philip Arroyo, told Florida Today that he does not comment on active cases. Armory started working for the BCSO in 2020 and also a member of the Armory National Guard and is clearly batshit crazy. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. No, no, no.
Yes.
Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat.
Millions of people are chatting now.
Go grab your bombs, biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment, take it away the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Wow, you know, it's always fun too because we're practically on time, isn't that great?
At least she still gets excited.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good.
She still gets excited about the plethora section.
You know what?
As that's unexcited as she sounded, she still gets excited.
Yep.
There you go. Let's go with that one. That one sounds good. That one sounds dirty. Dirty showtime. And if you've made it this far and you're like, what the fuck is going on? This is the Joe and Anthony Show. Thank you for tuning in. And please continue to listen. We give you strange titles that have nothing to do with the show just to reel you in, and hopefully you've enjoyed it. At least she still gets excited. But yeah.
Man, you know, because it's been shit. It's been hard to get excited about anything lately.
Jesus, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, weed is probably the one thing that still provides a nice dopamine hit, along with a German chocolate cake.
Ooh, I got chocolate recently. Reese's cups here.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm taking a break from sugary things.
Yeah, I can't do that. I tried that once. I lived over on Polina. And I made it 3 days. John tried to get me to do it. I did it for 3 days. And then he found me sitting in the corner of the kitchen one evening with a jar of peanut butter in one hand and a Hershey bar in the other, just eating the fuck out of both of them.
Oh,
good
boy.
Good times.
I think that calls for, I don't know. Yeah. So, right? If you want to be part of the fun, give us a call now at 813-327-8566.
Fun, the dysfunction.
813-327-8566. Yeah, I don't know if anybody ever listens to these things live anymore unless you, like, directly tell them.
No, yeah, which is fine. I know several listeners that just catch it up on the RSS feed, so and that's all good.
Yeah.
But we're always here. We always do it live, so if you ever want to, you know, if you listen to us record and one day you're like, God damn it, I got to call these motherfuckers because I got to tell them some bullshit. And then you can always wait till Monday night and give us a call. Yeah, exactly.
Because we're going to be on live Monday nights going forward.
That's the plan. That's the plan. So let's see. We've
The last show got 6 downloads on RadioForAll.net.
Nice. We're styling. We're moving along.
Yeah. We're moving on up.
So Bob Saget, huh?
I know.
You know, that's just...
There's been a lot of weird deaths lately, though.
Right? Well, Betty White was not really weird. I mean...
No.
I mean, we all expected the woman to live forever, but at the end of the day, you know, she made it to almost 100, for God's sakes.
Yes.
You know, but yeah, Bob Saget.
That's a theme itself.
And then those other people. All the other people in, like, the past week and
There's
a half.
Been so many.
I know. So I'm just, many. Like, I'm going through my head, and I'm like, is that right? No. Wait. No, that's too many. No, that's right. No, wait. I'm like, oh, fuck it. All those people. All those damn people.
There was that killer. Michael
yes, Pierce. Him too. Yes, that yeah. one as well. Jesus, I saw that. That was today. I'm like, holy shit. Well, you know, it's the rapture.
Who else?
My Who beer. My beer is dead, and that's a problem.
Your beer is dead?
My beer is dead, and that is a
you
problem.
You know what? That's a that, put on the Google search music. We haven't done the Google search
music. I don't know if I have the Google search music anymore. Let me, hold on, let me see if I can find it here.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
I can give you breaking news. We haven't done the Google search in so long, I think I took it off the soundboard. It's not on here anymore. I don't even know what track it used to be. What track did the Google search used to be?
Sidney Poitier died.
Yeah, him too. Him too. Oh my God. So many.
But then, you know, you hear of people like Norman Lear, who, if you don't know who that is, he created a lot of inventive and groundbreaking shows in the 70s. He's still alive. Shit. But... Oh, William Shatner's still alive. Sulu's still alive.
We've gone from remembering those that have died in the past 2 weeks to those that are still living and among us.
Well, it is the plethora discussion segment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're still all alive, but eventually, not for long. No one lives forever. So, yeah.
Well, at least we're not fruit flies. I had a fruit fly problem.
A fruit fly problem? I had the fruit fly problem. Say that five times fast. Fruit fly.
I had a fruit fly problem.
Fruit fly problem. Fruit fly. Fruit fly. So you had a fruit trapped. You had a fruit fly problem.
Problem, yes.
Really? Okay. And is it has it been resolved?
I think mostly it's been resolved.
But they're not coming out of your butthole, correct?
No.
Okay, good. That's good. No. That's important. You should always check that. Always make sure that that's not the source of fruit flies. I had a friend, no, you I know, think... that said another friend. That, but anyway, we won't go there. So you found your fruit fly solution or problem yes. or source.
Oh, yeah, it's
where did
fun.
They come from?
I think they came from a place I got produce from.
A place from the dark
side. I'm not
going to
name the place because, you know, every place has got something.
Oh, yeah. So you got it came in on produce. They came in on produce. That happens.
Came
onions
produce.
Are the worst for that. Onions are the worst for that. So... I've noticed, I watch our counter sometimes, and I love it, because we can get, like, a strong number of listeners, and then, like, we'll do something, like, I'll start talking about fruit flies coming out of your butthole, and all of a sudden, bloop, we'll, like, lose three people. And I'm like, that's great.
Well, stop doing that.
But then what fun will it be? Then the ones that do enjoy listening to us won't enjoy listening to us. I mean, your mother probably chuckles about the thought of joking about fruit flies coming out of your butthole. I don't know. At least I hope so. I hope someone's laughing about it.
That's true. I'm laughing. So, yeah, you're right.
You're laughing. You're so, right. You know, they're just a bunch of stuck-up bitches. That's all that's happening with that one. So, I mean, what can you do about that? So, but clearly. So, you got rid of the food. So, what? You got traps, you said?
Yes, I got the honey trap, or not the honey traps, but the little apple traps where you put the vinegar and the fruit.
Okay.
And then I got these, like, it looks like silver. It's very shiny.
Shiny.
But super sticky.
Ooh.
And once they land on it, they ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. They stuck. They stuck
Shit,
up one.
Shit, sometimes my hand, if it gets stuck.
I'm like, help me, I'm stuck to it. You come on the show next week. You'll be wrapped up in this shit. I'm like, I'm still stuck in it. I can't get out of it. Cut me out. Uh-oh. I think we had a technical foul on her background.
Uh-oh.
Music. Ryan, I don't understand why it's doing that to me.
Is your board having technical difficulties?
No. Something's having difficulties. But you know what? Such is life.
Man, nice. I'm waiting for that humidity to start developing.
Did you turn the shower on?
Yes, I did. The
shower's still on. Good for you. Humidity.
Well, the kitchen's not flooded, so.
No!
Oh, that would just be terrible if it was. That would be horrible. Wow.
Well, look at it this way. Most showers only put out 2 gallons per minute.
True.
It's not that bad of a flood.
That's true.
There you go.
It would be a light coating.
A light coating. There you go. Just to get the dirt out.
So if you've had fruit fly or flooding problems, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Or if you had if you've had a fruit fly problem that has caused flooding, that's something. That's definitely something.
I'm trying to imagine how that could happen.
Get like a conglomerate of fruit flies just get stuck in the toilet. We got fruit flies at work too, and it's such a pain in the ass. We don't know where they come from.
Jeez.
But now they put all these ultraviolet traps around, so hopefully that will get rid of them. There's a lot of food that goes around sometimes at work, and that, you know, so people just are piggy. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and it looks like Betty has released the electronic locks. Yay! So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
It must be that shit I took a few minutes ago.
Oh, my.
It started growing legs and arms and shit. Wow! Anyway, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show.
Flush it down! Flush it down! You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursday's Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend. Not dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, my voice is pretty trashed right now, so I'm not even going to try to read this whole thing. I'm just going to say tune in, folks.
Tune in. Just listen. Just keep the shit on. Listen to it. You know, all that good stuff. So we'll just banter. We got a little more banter, and then, you know, we'll head down Banter Avenue.
Yes. I think it's going to be hot tea time tonight. Hot,
yeah, it sounds like it. Get some honey up in there.
Yep.
Get some honey.
Ooh,
maybe a cock or two.
I have some of that honey from Ezel.
You know, you'll be good. Yeah.
I'm going to add that honey from you, Zill.
There you go. There you
go. That shit will... That will cure anything.
You want to see? There you go. Awesome. See? But yeah, well, hopefully the extra humidity will help. I mean, I do, especially since I was recently reminded by heading up north myself, I do sympathize and empathize.
Well, it just recently changed. It was so abrupt.
Yeah. That must be
I
not...
I get little alerts on my watch phone. It says... Whoa, pressure change. Be careful. I know how that feels.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, I woke up this morning with a terrible headache because we had a storm front move in through this morning, and I was like, my head kind of feels like it's in a vice again because I think we have another front moving through tonight. That's why it's dropping down, but it's still, yeah. Oh my God. See, I wish I could get you down here right now because the weather is just so fucking beautiful. This is just, like, awesome.
Oh, I could use that humidity.
Oh, I'm sure you could. And the sad thing is, it's not... Well, to you, it would be a lot of humidity. To us, it's not really much humidity right now. It's like, you know, 60-something percent.
Oh, jeez, I would love that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. For you, that's like, oh, that's freaking awesome. I'm like, ugh, close the windows and run the air. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday. Hopefully less congested... and more humidified.
Yeah.
Check out our blog at shyampa.org or shyimpa. Shyimpa.
Shyimpa.
Oh, Dick misspelled that one. Let's see. Shyampa. There we go. Shyampa.org. If you are interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@shyampa.org. And remember, folks, don't try to smuggle cocaine while you're chasing someone on your rascal because you stole mail while holding naked men at gunpoint. Have a good night, a good week, And stay tuned for a new episode of Upfront. This Way Out with a B for bromance.
That's a wrap. Bye bye with a knee.
This station is being brought to you via Dolsoft Shoutcast.
There you go. I gotta fix this script.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa. Shyampa Radio.